Morning, Oregon, and thank you once again for loading me down and queuing me up. I'm Finn J.D. John, bringing you another daily episode of the Offbeat Oregon History Audio Edition podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. Full details of this whole thing are at offbeatoregon.com, our anchor page, which I would encourage you to check out, but first, sit back and relax and let me tell you the story of Oregon's contribution to the space program. We've got an Oregon astronaut who holds the record for time spent in space, another one that performed the first unscheduled spacewalk, another one was a participant in NASA's first public love triangle. And actually, it goes beyond this story. There's another article which I recently wrote, which will be coming onto the podcast feed shortly, about Oregon's moon country. The area of Bend, the lava fields near Bend, where astronauts used to train. And, in fact, there's even a piece of Oregon on the moon. But this particular article is just about astronauts, and it was published on May 2nd, 2010, under the headline, Oregon's Contribution to Space Program, Nothing to Sneeze At. Now, remember that this was published in 2010, so it's going to say something about last month, the space shuttle blasting off. And you know, the space shuttle program's been retired since then. That's why, because this is a two-year-old story. Okay, here we go. Trips into space barely make the news anymore, so you might not have even noticed. But early last month, when the space shuttle blasted off, the latest in an impressive string of Oregon astronauts was at the controls. Another crew member was almost an Oregonian. She's a teacher from just across the river in Vancouver, Washington. Oregon's list of astronauts can't compare to New York's 25, nor on a per capita basis to North Dakota's 2. But it's nothing to sneer at. There have been a surprising number of them over the years, and a surprising number of them have been very important people. Here's a list. Colonel James P. Dutton, Jr., U.S. Air Force, born 1968. Just returned home from his third space shuttle mission, on which he served as a pilot. Dutton is a Eugene native. He and his wife, Erin, have 4 boys. He graduated at the top of his class at the Air Force Academy and has been a test pilot and flew combat missions in an F-15 in Iraq. Jimmy Dutton also took Lynn Casanova's 1958 Rose Bowl ring with him into space. Donald R. Pettit, Ph.D., born 1955. One of several astronauts with Oregon State University connections, B.S. Chemical Engineering, 1978. Pettit is a native of Silverton and a scientist at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. He's married with 2 children and has been on 2 space flights, including one that took him to the International Space Station in November 2002, where he lived for 5.5 months. Pettit has spent more time in outer space than most people have spent in their own backyards. Rear Admiral S. David Griggs, U.S. Navy Reserve, born 1939. A native of Portland, Griggs flew combat missions from aircraft carriers and A-4s in Vietnam and later flew A-7s and F-8s. In NASA in the early 1970s, he was part of the engineering team that produced the space shuttle, and on a spaceflight from 1983, he performed the first unscheduled spacewalk in history. He died in a plane crash in 1989 while flying a World War II-era training plane in Arkansas. Stanley G. Love, Ph.D., born 1965. Love is a native of San Diego, but he grew up in Eugene and considers it his hometown. He's married with 2 children. He's a scientist with a strong background studying the behavior of bodies in space, from dust particles to asteroids, and spacecraft propulsion. He has been on mission control for 7 launches and in 2008 went on one himself, performing 2 spacewalks. Commander William Opheline, U.S. Navy, born 1965. A native of Anchorage, Alaska, but a graduate of Oregon State University, Electrical Engineering, 1988, Opheline has 2 children. Opheline is a Navy test pilot and a graduate of the Top Gun program. He's logged more than 300 hours in space. In 2007, NASA was severely embarrassed and the public learned more than it ever wanted to know about how astronauts handled bathroom business during launches when his former girlfriend, fellow astronaut Lisa Nowak, was accused of driving hundreds of miles to attempt an assault on his then-current girlfriend, now fiancé, actually I think they've gotten married since then, Colleen Shipman. Ofelainen and Nowak became the first and only astronauts ever fired from NASA. Today, Ofelainen and Shipman operate a writing and consulting service called Adventure Write. Almost Oregon astronauts. Over the years, there have been a number of almost astronauts and astronauts who have been related to Oregon by marriage. Ellen Ochoa, Ph.D., a veteran of four space flights and now deputy director of the Johnson Space Center, is originally from California but is married to co-Fulmer Miles of Molalla. Dottie Metcalf-Lindenberger, the Vancouver schoolteacher from the last shuttle mission, is almost an Oregonian and is married to a Pendleton man. And then there's Donald L. Cram of Merced, California, who in 1961, as a student at Oregon State University, spent 24 hours in a full-scale model of the Mercury space capsule, the one that would shortly carry John Glenn into orbit. The experiment included various medico-scientific paraphernalia attached to him, measuring such things as heart rate and galvanic skin response to gauge his response to such confinement. Through a small window, visitors on campus for Dad's Day could peek in and see how he was doing. Quote, "I felt like a monkey in a cage," he told a reporter afterwards. All in all, other states may have contributed more astronauts to the space program, but Oregon's role over the years has been substantial, vital, and far from boring. Well, that's it for today's episode. And if you're listening for the first time and want more information about Offbeat Oregon history, you can get it all at our central website at offbeatoregon.com, including the complete catalog of about 200 columns going back to 2008, plus links out to audio and text feeds on RSS and iTunes, and to the Facebook page and Twitter feed. The website's also where you'll find full citations to sources from this story, which include articles from the Eugene Register Guard, OSUAlum.com, and the NASA website with astronaut biographies. Our theme music is a track titled Old Man's Waltz by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, written by Carmen Ficarra. Coming to Corvallis, drop me a line and let's grab a cup of coffee and talk history. I'm at Finn at OffbeatOregon.com, or if you do Twitter, just plain at OffbeatOregon. This podcast is covered under Creative Commons license, attribution, share alike. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. That's it for today. Incoming attractions. Tomorrow we're going to be finishing up the story of Portland's temperance riots. The hilarity that ensued when a group of hymn-singing, prayer-praying Victorian ladies in their Sunday best appeared at a saloon whose owner was a very ungentlemanly gentleman. The war was fought on one side with prayers and with hymns, and on the other side it was fought with firecrackers and water hoses and threats to get people arrested. People did get arrested, but you'll never guess who won. That's coming up after about 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. In the meantime, go fill up the rest of the day with good stuff. Bye now.